News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on your ride to work or ride to vacation, wherever you might be headed on this day before Independence Day. It's going to be a muggy, hot day, thunderstorms, but I'll let staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams give you the specifics on all of that. We also have Kane with traffic, and that's how we start our morning right now on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, westbound I-10 between I-65 and Rangeline Road, they've got an accident with injuries. Officers are on the scene. Also over Burns Boulevard and Jordan Lane, they've got another one with injuries. State troopers are clear, and we've got light traffic so far for the 65 split traffic downtown and across the Bayway. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn. Log on to Grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect variants of showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Dauphin Island is a great place to celebrate July 4th, our country's 242nd birthday. Centered on the public beach near the Dauphin Island School, fireworks start at 9 on the 4th. And just when you thought it was safe to go into the water again, the July 4th holiday classic, Jaws, is back on the West End Beach screen Tuesday night. No glass, pets, or grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
.609 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio also. Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon.
He needs no last name. He's like Madonna.
Right. Yes. Just Sean. Or Sean. Like Madonna or Seal. Or there's a lot of good people we could compare Sean Sullivan
Thor.
To. Thor. There you go. There's some good ones like that. 76 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. One more day until Independence Day. And you better believe I have all kinds of facts and figures,
lots of surveys.
You're going to find out more about what people do on Independence Day today than maybe you've ever heard before.
You may not want to know, but we're going to tell you.
That's right. You know what?
We were recently at one of, I can't remember if it was Home Depot or Lowe's, but how many bags of charcoal they had stacked up.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I remember being last week or so, but just... Wow, pallets and pallets and pallets. It's like they know something's about to happen.
Yeah, you know, I need to get back on the charcoal grill team because I've been team propane for a few years. It just doesn't feel as American.
It's different.
It doesn't feel right.
But as long as you make good food, we're okay with it.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll try to make enough for everybody when I start grilling tomorrow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right now, let's check the headlines for this morning. Here's Kelly Finley
with
the news headlines.
Thank you, Dalton. And as Dalton mentioned this morning, good morning, 610. Be careful on your ride into wherever you're going this morning. I know it's raining a little bit coming in, and of course that creates a slick situation. So just be mindful of that and slow it down. So nearly 24 hours later, and we now know a bit more information about that pedestrian who was killed early Monday morning in Theodore. We brought you that news as breaking news Monday morning. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that a 62-year-old man was killed when a vehicle hit him. At this hour, though, investigators are trying to figure out why the man was laying in the middle of the road when he was hit by 51-year-old David T. Harrison from Theodore. Harrison was driving a Dodge Ram just north on Bellingrath Road near Lundy Lane around 4:10 a.m. Charges have not been filed. The victim, he will not be identified until next of kin is notified. A massive crash involving multiple vehicles tied up portions of I-65 for hours. A crash happened in Butler County. I'm telling you about this because you may have been waiting for family to come visit and wondered what the heck happened to them. Well, here's the reason, possibly. That chain reaction crash involved 10 vehicles and sent 7 people to the hospital. All of this happening Monday night. State troopers confirmed the northbound lanes of the interstate were blocked for about 3 hours as troopers worked that area. Crash happened at the 138-mile marker in Butler County. A spokesperson for ALEA says, thankfully, though, none of the injuries were considered life-threatening. So the investigation continues at this hour as to what could have ignited such a chaotic scene. And we told you yesterday, Dalton, we're telling you again today, this is your last reminder if you want to cast your ballot in the runoff election July 17th. Today is your last chance to register for Alabama's primary runoffs. So state law says that the deadline to register is the 15th day before an election. So if you're wondering why this random day has popped up, that's why. So you can register online through the Alabama Secretary of State's office. You can also download a registration form and mail it to your county board of registrars, or you can log onto the website I've been telling you about, which is vote411.org. Vote411.org. Register there. You also can locate your polling place. The general election's coming up November the 6th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 6:13 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll tell you where and when to celebrate if you're planning on going to any of the local fireworks celebrations that are happening tomorrow. Also, we have that story about that Thai soccer team that's been rescued in Thailand after being stuck in a cave because of floodwaters. I'll give you that whole story later this hour when we come back. Also, sports. DeMarcus Boogie Cousins, Mobile native, came to New Orleans last year. Now he's headed out. Find out which team DeMarcus Cousins will be playing for next season. 6:13 now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt.
Hey!
They'll stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile native and former Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor is no longer being considered for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's according to CBS News. Pryor was mentioned as a possible replacement for the retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. President Donald Trump is meeting with candidates this week and is expected to make his choice on Monday. Mobile police arrested a woman they say tried to use a fake $100 bill to pay for her meal at McDonald's. The manager of the restaurant on Springdale Boulevard held 50-year-old Lisa Perry until police arrived. Perry is facing 3 charges for the incident, including 2 drug charges. Fort Walton Beach has a new police chief. The city named Bill Royal as acting chief after Chief Ed Ryan resigned over the weekend. Ryan resigned amidst officer complaints ranging from discrimination to mishandling arrests. Alabama has announced its statewide sales tax holiday. You can buy school supplies tax-free from July 20th through the 22nd. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we do have some wet roadways this morning, so be careful. And again, you'll see a couple accidents in the clearing stages westbound I-10 between I-65 and Rangeline Road, also at Burns Boulevard and Jordan Lane. Both of those are with injuries in the final clearing stages. Welcome back to Market in the Park, running every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop by Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Live traffic.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 616 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The second day of NBA free agency continued with more big names moving on Monday. The New Orleans Pelicans lost Mobile native DeMarcus Cousins to free agency, and the rich get richer. Cousins signed a one-year, $5.3 million deal, but he's not the rich one I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He ended up going to Golden State. The defending champions have won two of the last three championships. Now they get one of the best big men in the game. Last season with the Pelicans, Cousins suffered a torn Achilles in January and underwent season-ending surgery. The defending champions are hoping that the four-time All-Star will be fully recovered in time to help them win another championship. After signing LeBron James on Sunday, the Los Angeles Lakers signed former Boston Celtic and New Orleans Pelican Rajon Rondo. Rondo's joining the franchise on a one-year, $9 million deal. ESPN reports that the Lakers outbid New Orleans to sign Rondo. Lakers also renounced the contract of Julius Randle, and Randle immediately became a free agent and signed a two-year, $18 million deal with New Orleans. New Orleans in the news a lot yesterday regarding the NBA. In the World Cup, Brazil advanced past Mexico with a 2-0 win. Brazil superstar Neymar scored one goal and assisted on the other to lead his squad into the quarterfinals. The second game of the day between Belgium and Japan was a classic. The game went scoreless in the first half, but Japan scored two quick goals to begin the second. Belgium answered nearly 20 minutes later and tied the game with two goals in 5 minutes. After passing the 90-minute mark, it appeared that the game was heading towards overtime. Then in the fourth minute of stoppage time, Belgium led a counterattack that would result in Nasser Chadli scoring the winning goal.
It's just time for De Bruyne to lead this attack. Japan desperate to cover the spaces. They can't do so for the moment. Lukaku, and here's a winner! Chadli strokes Belgium into a quarterfinal against Brazil.
Belgium is the first team to come back from two goals down and win in regulation time since Portugal beat North Korea in 1966. The final two games of the round of 16 will be played today, beginning at 9 this morning when Sweden plays Switzerland, and then later today at 1, England faces Colombia. In MMA news, former UFC rivals and fighting legends Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz have agreed to fight for the third time in their career and for the first time since 2006. Former boxer Oscar De La Hoya and his company, Golden Boy Promotions, will host the fight. They've yet to name a date or location for the bout. Liddell and Ortiz helped build the modern-day UFC, and they fought twice in 2004 and 2006, with Liddell winning both times by TKO. At 48 years old, Liddell hasn't competed since a 2010 loss to Rich Franklin. Ortiz has fought outside the UFC, most recently beating Chael Sonnen in January of last year by decision. Some sad news on Monday for fans of Ole Miss and SEC football. Former Mississippi head football coach Billy Kennard died at the age of 84 over the weekend. Kennard played in the 1950s under Ole Miss legend Johnny Vaught. He played 4 years of professional football, then was an assistant coach at Auburn, Florida, Georgia, and Arkansas before becoming the head coach at Ole Miss in 1970. Kennard would coach two seasons and three games before his old coach Johnny Vaught replaced him. University of Mississippi said Monday that Kennard died Saturday at his home in Fort Payne, Alabama, after an extended illness. After rain in Biloxi forced the Mobile Bay Bears and Biloxi Shuckers to postpone Sunday's game in the second inning, Monday's games were also postponed because of the weather. Bay Bears and Shuckers will attempt to make up Sunday's suspended game beginning at 6:35 today with the score tied 2-2. team website reports that Tuesday's originally scheduled game will be seven innings, beginning about 30 minutes after the conclusion of the suspended game. Monday's postponed game will be made up when the Bay Bears return to Biloxi in mid-August. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. One, two, and three bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
6:23 on this Tuesday morning. This is FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday to you. Don't look now, but that's Friday on the horizon. I'm just putting it out there. listen to this. This is a wild story. So it took multiple states and multiple agencies, but authorities were able to arrest a 31-year-old Alabama man. Joseph Ray Perkins is accused of assaulting a Tennessee State police officer and then going on the run for 3 days. He was captured and taken into custody here in Mobile County. Perkins was initially arrested Friday by the Tennessee Highway Patrol. He's from Vance. He was taken into custody because he was in possession of a vehicle that was stolen out of Tuscaloosa, and that vehicle had a weapon inside. So while he was behind bars in Tennessee, he assaulted an officer and then took off, immediately landing himself on Tennessee's Highway Patrol's top 10 most wanted list. Authorities say he was actually spotted later that night. So this is Friday night. Listen to this, Dalton. Mm-hmm. He was spotted after he had to ask for directions.
Oh, no.
On how to get to the Hueytown Pleasant Grove area. Perkins will be extradited back to Tuscaloosa.
Here's a tip. If you're on the lam, don't ask for directions.
Because somebody just may spot that vehicle.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
But I'm glad that he's that dumb.
I'm glad he's just not acing it in the school division.
Right.
Speaking of school, did you know it's a new day and a new leader at the helm for the Mobile County Public School System? On Monday, Cressel Threadgill was sworn in as the 18th superintendent of the Mobile County Public School System. He has more than 20 years of experience in education. He was the chief of staff under the last superintendent, Martha Peake. You may recall Peake made history as the first female superintendent. Well, Threadgill now making his own history as the first African-American to lead the state of Alabama's oldest and largest public school system. Threadgill is a Mobile native, graduated from LaFleur High School, and is a former superintendent of the Elba City Schools. He began his educational journey in the classroom as a teacher. So he says his top priorities getting ready for this new school year are finance, personnel, and building relationships. And he says, quote, I have a dream that I will follow my heart and passion and determination to do what's right for all students. I have a dream that we can and we will accomplish the unimaginable. Threadgill has three children who also attend school within the Mobile County Public School System, and his wife is a teacher as well. So that household is on it.
Yeah. Not lacking in the homework department.
No, sir. So congratulations, and it's a good win for the students who attend school and the faculty and families as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 626 now on FM Talk 106.5. You might have heard tomorrow, Independence Day. If you're trying to figure out where to celebrate tomorrow night, well, you're lucky, because I have a list of places right here. If you're planning on celebrating here in Mobile at the Cooper Riverside Park, they start what they call a patriotic party, and I believe them. I believe it's going to be very patriotic.
Oh, yes.
That begins at 2 p.m. tomorrow. The Mobile Pops will play from 7 to 9 o'clock, and then the fireworks show starts at 9 p.m. That's in Mobile at the Cooper Riverside Park. If you're planning on partying in Fairhope at the Henry George Park, Baldwin Pops and 151st Army Band will have a concert at 7 p.m., then the fireworks also at 9 o'clock in Fairhope. At Gulf Shores, of course, if you've been there before, you'd know it's at the Gulf State Park Pier. They're going to have fireworks at 9 p.m. Foley going to have some fireworks at OWA at the OWA. What do you call it? I guess park
that.
There. Yeah, I still haven't been. I got to make my way there.
Yeah,
they're gonna
it stands
have,
for water.
Oh, awesome. Good to know.
OWA.
And they're going to start their fireworks a full 15 minutes before everyone else, 8:45 tomorrow night. Dolphin Island on the public beach, fireworks show at 9 p.m. And if you're in Pensacola, well, you can head on over to Seville Square. They're going to have a patriotic party from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then fireworks over Pensacola Bay at 9 p.m. We'll share this on our social media pages, and make sure you know about it, because you got to know where you're going to head out tomorrow. Also, I've got some stats. How much money are people going to spend tomorrow for their 4th of July parties?
To purchase fireworks and food?
And booze.
Ooh.
I've got all those numbers coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile teenager is accused of biting a school security guard because she was upset over the school's fingernails policy. The 16-year-old is a student at Point Academy. Police say she began punching the wall, and when a security guard attempted to detain her, she bit him on the arm. The teen was taken to Strickland Youth Center. A chemical spill forced officials to temporarily shut down Bower Road in Escambia County, Florida on Monday. A pallet of powdered chlorine fell off a semi-truck. The fire department said there was no immediate threat from the chemical. The city of Mobile hopes to be back on schedule for trash pickup by Friday. That's the word from officials at a job fair hosted by the Public Works Department. 20 positions are available in the department. A spokesperson for the mayor says Mayor Sandy Stimson has been meeting every day with the department trying to get them back on schedule.
It's complex. It's not as simple as just hiring more people. It's making sure that we're a well-managed and well-run department.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
Now that the boys' soccer team has been located in a cave, rescuers in Thailand have to get them out. Correspondent Anna Corin says they could be stuck underground for months.
We have heard from one of the boys, and he said to the Navy SEAL diver, "Can I get out today?" That is how anxious, that is just how desperate they are to be reunited with their families.
President Trump has been interviewing possible nominees to fill the Supreme Court seat of retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy.
Sources say that in recent days, the president has spent considerable time discussing the advantages of a female nominee.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Well, the heat wave continues heading into the July 4th holiday. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera expects some cooling in the east by Thursday.
But millions upon millions of us still under a either heat advisory, right, or a heat warning across Philly and into New York as well.
Right now on Wall Street, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ futures are up. It'll be a half day for trading on Wall Street. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Another mea culpa from Facebook's chief privacy officer for a user privacy violation. A bug temporarily unblocked some people from interacting with Facebook users who had blocked them. It affected some 800,000 users between May 29th and June 5th. Shopping mall vacancies have hit a six-year high. The Wall Street Journal reports online shopping is still a wrecking ball for brick and mortar, sending shopping center vacancy rates to 8.6% in the last quarter. This week, Hawaii becomes the first state to restrict the sale and distribution of sunscreen containing chemicals that can damage coral reefs. Stores and sunscreen makers are up in arms, but so is the Hawaii Medical Association. The law will restrict the sale of at least 70% of sunscreens on the market, and doctors don't want anyone skimping on protection because they can't find one with reef-friendly ingredients. The first trading day of the third quarter showed lingering concerns about the Trump administration's trade policies, with the Dow squeaking out a gain of 35 points. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley in studio also. And what a pleasure to talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, as we do every morning on Mobile Mornings. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good
Good morning, Dalton, and good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Dr. Bill.
So, I know tomorrow, Independence Day, a very important day for a lot of people, but some people are probably going to go ahead and start celebrating and have family in today. Why don't you go ahead and give us this weather forecast? What are we looking at today, Dr. Bill?
You know, if we could move Independence Day to October, we'd have a pretty good forecast usually for fireworks, but this time of the year, there's always that risk of some thunderstorm activity around in the early evening hours. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the situation tomorrow. But we have kind of a wet forecast for quite a few days now, leading all the way through the weekend, but it looks like our only real break is going to be tomorrow. Today, I look for mostly cloudy skies and a good chance for showers and thunderstorms. Low-pressure system that has been moving along the Gulf Coast is now over in Louisiana and headed west. But we'll have more of a southerly flow today, and we'll see those showers and a few thunderstorms coming in from the Gulf. High today, looks like it'll stay in the 80s, about 88 degrees because of the cloud cover. Now tonight, the thunderstorm activity tapers off in the evening, and we could see a few showers around. Low tonight will be in the mid-70s. And then for Independence Day, partly cloudy, so that's encouraging right there. And with a few afternoon and evening, early evening thunderstorms, the high tomorrow should be around 90 degrees. So it's a little more weather pattern that we'd expect this time of the year. And then on Thursday, another disturbance moves in from the Atlantic, across from the northern portion of Florida, and then along the Gulf Coast. And as a result, we'll see numerous showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, high in the upper 80s. Same for Friday. Upper 80s with showers and thunderstorms, especially somewhat numerous during the afternoon hours. Looking ahead to the weekend, pretty much the same pattern. Looks like a cold front will be moving down through Alabama and Mississippi, and of course this time of the year is stall, and that adds to the shower and thunderstorm activity. So for Saturday and Sunday, good chance for showers and thunderstorms, high temperature in the upper 80s. So that's what I mean by kind of a wet forecast. But the only break will be tomorrow.
Yeah, you're giving us an outlook, you know, looking ahead to the, I love looking ahead to the weekend. Dr. Bill's never too early for that. But as we were talking about during the break, you know, many people are trying to get their fireworks shows going, and time is so important. So, you know, if you would, please give us a window of time in which maybe we need to eat a little bit more and fire off fewer fireworks.
Most of the thunderstorms tomorrow will be in the afternoon, and then they'll taper off as we get on to 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and become more isolated around. And but there's just that risk that some of the showers will be in the area, and things should be improving through the 6, 7, 8 o'clock period of time.
That's when they can go back in for seconds and thirds on their plates, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've been around me for Independence Day. And it is that time of year, Dr. Bill. What's it looking like in the tropics since we are in hurricane season?
Yeah, we're really doing pretty good. So far, there's still some shower and thunderstorm activity way out in the Atlantic, but again, that area is not... we don't expect that to become active till we get into August and September, and it looks good across the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico.
All right. Thank you very much, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear him five times an hour on
Look
Mobile
at you,
Mornings.
All bilingual.
Oh, thank you. And gracias. And you can also hear him twice an hour the rest of the day right here on FM Talk 106.5. He's got the best weather forecasts in the game. Now it's time to check the traffic for your ride into work or wherever you may be headed on this Tuesday morning. Here's Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accidents down westbound I-10 between Range Line and 65 in the clearing stages. Also got another one with injuries off of Burns Boulevard in Jordan Lane. Now, they do have state troopers on the scene at 181 in Ramsey Road. A postal truck ran off the roadway. And also at 3 Notch in Winkler, a car left the roadway there as well. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
641 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. 76 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios as we kickstart this Tuesday. What better way to kickstart it than with Kelly Finley and the news headlines?
Thank you, Dalton. That's a lovely segue. I appreciate you. It is 641 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. New numbers are in, and Governor Rick Scott, governor of Florida, has 232 million reasons to smile. And no, he did not hit the Powerball. The AP, which is the Associated Press, they're releasing stats on his income. A governor filed a financial information with the state that lists his net worth at more than $232 million, which is an increase of more than $83 million from just 1 year ago. Those numbers include a $14 million beachfront house in Naples and a $1.5 million Montana vacation home. Governor Scott also has $215 million in a blind trust. Governor's a Republican, and he's a former healthcare executive. His blind trust is being controlled by a longtime business associate. Now, Governor Scott and his wife, they have spent more than $80 million on his two campaigns for governor. Right now, he's running for U.S. Senate. State of Florida does not require him to list his wife's wealth, but he will be required to do so next month under federal campaign laws. A local county is getting national applause thanks to just how nice their residents are. Reader's Digest says that if you live in Clay County, you are living in the nicest place in the state of Alabama.
Really?
Yes, I knew you would like the story, Dalton. The magazine made a list for each state in terms of their niceness. And when it comes to Clay County, listen to this description. Quote, with a population of less than 6,000, it's home to more National Guard volunteers than any place else in Alabama, and was dubbed the Volunteer County during the Gulf War. Each month, the county seat, Ashland, holds a fun day. When local 21-month-old resident Eli Sims was diagnosed with liver cancer, the community rallied around the little boy and his family, hosting fundraisers, prayer meetings, and generally making them feel loved and cared for at a time when they truly needed it. Find out how these children help the sick kids in their hometown. Huh, congratulations. So then after this list, so, you know, 50 of the nicest cities were named, then that was whittled down to the top 10 national lists. So Clay County did not make the top 10, but they're so doggone kind there. I'm sure they just said thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. No word on who the meanest county in Alabama.
Oh, hopefully that list does not come out.
Oh, okay.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. Quarter till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. And tomorrow, Independence Day. Coming up in just a minute, I've been teasing it. I'll tell you how much money people will spend on 4th of July on average and where that money will go. You could probably take a few educated guesses, but coming up, we'll go through sports. DeMarcus Cousins, local Mobilian, he's heading away from New Orleans. Spent one season and a part of another season with the New Orleans Pelicans. Now he's leaving. I'll tell you where he's going. Then after that, some 4th of July information that you don't want to miss. Quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville,
Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile native and former Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor is no longer being considered for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's according to CBS News. Pryor was mentioned as a possible replacement for the retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. President Donald Trump is meeting with candidates this week and is expected to make his choice on Monday. Mobile police arrested a woman they say tried to use a fake $100 bill to pay for her meal at McDonald's. The manager of the restaurant on Springdale Boulevard held 50-year-old Lisa Perry until police arrived. Perry's facing three charges for the incident, including two drug charges. Fort Walton Beach has a new police chief. The city named Bill Royal as acting chief after Chief Ed Ryan resigned over the weekend. Ryan resigned amidst officer complaints ranging from discrimination to mishandling arrests. Alabama has announced its statewide sales tax holiday. You can buy school supplies tax-free from July 20th through the 22nd. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at Goldfingers on Dolphin Street and in Saraland. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including the best chicken fingers for you and your friends, as well as a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, an inshore fishing charter from Gray Gulf Charters, better on deck chairs and table from Old Time Feed, and a Liberty Pet Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and our Facebook. Local business, local winners. From your local hometown radio station. Register now through Tuesday at Goldfingers on Dauphin Street and in Saraland for the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:48 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Second day of the NBA free agency period continued with more big names moving on Monday. The New Orleans Pelicans lost Mobile native DeMarcus Cousins to free agency, and the teams that are rich just keep getting richer. Cousins signed a one-year, $5.3 million deal with the Golden State Warriors. Last season with the Pelicans, Cousins suffered a torn Achilles in January and underwent season-ending surgery. The defending champions are hoping that the four-time All-Star will be fully recovered in time to help them win another championship. After signing LeBron James on Sunday, the Los Angeles Lakers signed former Boston Celtic and New Orleans Pelican Rajon Rondo. Rondo's joining the franchise on a one-year, $9 million deal. ESPN reports that the Lakers outbid New Orleans to sign Rondo. The Lakers also renounced the contract of Julius Randle. Randle immediately became a free agent and signed a two-year, $18 million deal with New Orleans. In the World Cup, Brazil advanced past Mexico with a 2-0 win. Brazilian superstar Neymar scored one goal and assisted on the other to lead his squad into the quarterfinals. The second game of the day between Belgium and Japan was a classic. The game went scoreless in the first half, but Japan scored two quick goals to begin the second. Belgium answered nearly 20 minutes later and tied the game with two goals in 5 minutes. After passing the 90-minute mark, it appeared that the game was heading towards overtime. Then in the fourth minute of stoppage time, Belgium led a counterattack that would result in Nasser Chadli scoring the winning goal.
There's just time for De Bruyne to lead this attack. Japan desperate to cover the spaces. They can't do so for the moment. Lukaku, and here's a winner! Chadli strokes Belgium into a quarterfinal against Brazil.
Belgium's the first team to come back from two goals down and win in regulation time since Portugal beat North Korea in 1966. That was a long time ago. Final two games of the round of 16 will be played today, beginning at 9 this morning when Sweden plays Switzerland. Then later today at 1, England faces Colombia. In MMA news, former UFC rivals and fighting legends Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz have agreed to fight for the third time in their career and for the first time since 2006. Former boxer Oscar De La Hoya and his company Golden Boy Promotions will host the fight. They've yet to name a date or location for the bout. Liddell and Ortiz helped build the modern-day UFC, and they fought twice in 2004 and 2006, with Liddell winning both times by TKO. At 48 years old, Liddell hasn't competed since a 2010 loss to Rich Franklin. Ortiz has fought outside of the UFC, most recently beating Chael Sonnen in January of last year by decision. Some sad news on Monday for fans of Ole Miss and SEC football. Former Mississippi head football coach Billy Kennard died at the age of 84 over the weekend. Kennard played in the 1950s under Ole Miss legend Johnny Vaught. He played 4 years of professional football, then was an assistant coach at Auburn, Florida, Georgia, and Arkansas before becoming the head coach at Ole Miss in 1970. He coached two seasons and three games before his old coach Johnny Vaught replaced him. University of Mississippi said Monday that Kennard died Saturday at his home in Fort Payne, Alabama, after an extended illness. After rain in Biloxi forced the Mobile Bay Bears and Biloxi Shuckers to postpone Sunday's game in the second inning, Monday's games were also postponed because of the weather. Bay Bears and Shuckers will attempt to make up Sunday's suspended game beginning at 6:35 today with the score tied 2-2. Team website reports that Tuesday's originally scheduled game will be seven innings, beginning approximately 30 minutes after the conclusion of the suspended game. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect variants of showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, officers have just cleared the accident we had on I-10 westbound near 65. State troopers still there at 188 Ramsey Road, where a postal truck ran off the roadway. Also at 3 Notch at Winkler, where a car left the roadway there. Still got some wet roadways traveling downtown, but the Bayway and the Causeway coming into the eastern shores running smooth. Tomorrow, the 4th of July, experience the fireworks at Flemington Speedway at 913 Highway 113 in Flemington, Alabama. And kids under 5 are free. Get the details at FlemingtonSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 5 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. time for the Mobile Mornings headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. I appreciate you. An escaped inmate back in custody after gaining freedom for less than 60 minutes. 25-year-old Jacob Kyle Weaver escaped police custody around 4 p.m. on Monday. He was in custody for a probation violation and drug charges. According to police, Weaver was in an exercise yard when he escaped. Officers located him in Orange Beach at a nearby home and arrested him without incident less than an hour later. Guess what, Dalton?
What's that?
Weaver now faces an escape charge and has been taken to the Baldwin County Correction Center. Talk about supply and demand. The Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources is expanding its pilot program thanks to an overwhelming popularity and applause from you for permitted managed shark fishing at the Gulf State Park Saltwater Fishing Pier for the month of July. So the next shark fishing events will take place on the south end of the pier, which is also known as the Octagon, from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. the next morning for the following Sundays and Tuesdays, July 8th, 10th, 15th, 17th, 22nd, 24th, 29th, and 31st. Now, this allows 15 anglers per session plus your assistant, which means 30 people total. The Octagon will close to routine use 30 minutes prior to these events and then reopen to routine use 30 minutes after these events. During the events, the Octagon area of the pier will be designated for your exclusive use of participating anglers and their designated assistants, like I just told you. The remainder of the pier, good news, will be open to anglers and other pier guests as normal. If you'd like more information, go to alapark.com/shark-fishing. And real quickly, because I have the greatest teammate ever, Dalton pointed out, I made a slight error earlier in the show. I told you that you had one more day to cast your to get registered to cast your ballot for the runoff. That actually was yesterday. I apparently didn't look at the calendar this morning. So July 2nd, that was yesterday. That was your last day to register to vote. So hopefully you did so, and you will cast your ballots July 17th for the runoff. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. And I'm right so rarely that I just assumed that I was wrong on that one. So I'm glad I finally got a victory. Finally got one. I want to remind everybody today, the last day to go to Goldfingers. You can go to the Goldfingers in Saraland or on Dauphin Street, register to win our Summer Better Than Others contest, and that box will move. By Thursday, you'll be registering in a new place. I'll tell you about that next hour coming up on Mobile Mornings.